Hi, it's Lisa.
And it's Nick. And welcome to the Daily Lick.
We're back to the old opener again.
I know.
Keep forgetting.
Oldie but a goodie.
That's not a goodie.
Okay, what's on for today?
So, we're talking about our top tips for improving your career or taking your career to the next level.
Okay, don't be a dickhead.
Tip number one. That's just life. That's
number two, life tip. Refine your craft. Be amazing at your craft.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you're a salesperson, improve on your sales techniques. If you're a marketing person, learn all aspects of marketing or digital marketing.
And can I say as well, further to that, you need to drive your own career. So don't wait for your boss to come up and say, you should improve on this or you should do this course. Mm. You should take it upon yourself to subscribe to things that are going to help you learn. Be proactive about the courses that you want to do. You know, I always find it really frustrating when people say, oh, but I don't feel like I'm learning anything. It's like, well, what do you, like, take ownership and actually do it. Like, I don't have time to manage your career and your career and your career, plus my own workload, plus all this other stuff. So really, you got to take it upon yourself to learn.
100%. And also think, be personable. If you're an arsehole or a dickhead, as I mentioned earlier, people aren't going to promote you.
How did you get so far?
I had to start my own business. Because I was never getting promoted.
Yeah.
But if you can talk with people and people warm to you, then you potentially can manage people. But
yeah.
But if you're an arsehole, you're not going to manage anyone.
Yeah. Oh, there are some exceptions.
Oh, here we go.
You are the exception.
I'm opening myself up for this.
Yeah, I agree. Just be a good bloody person. It's not that hard, honestly. What
else? Common sense. There's a lack of common sense out there. Like for me, it's pretty basic. Common sense, be amazing at your craft. Like completely fucking nail it.
Mm-hmm.
So you become so valuable to your company that they can never let you go.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's so important. And basically, like you said earlier, self-learn. Don't wait for your boss to recommend courses. Jump online and find your own courses and learn yourself.
Mm-hmm. Especially if you're in an industry like ours where it's constantly changing. So digital is really like one of the fastest moving industries. So if your boss is busy doing their stuff, there's no reason why you can't be going on different platforms or you can't be taking that ownership and actually giving them some tips on what they could be doing or what you could be selling. So I always tell my team that I'm like, please help me because I don't have time to sit there and try and learn what's happening on all the platforms. So if you can be someone who's constantly coming to your boss or your manager with new ideas, that's going to be really valuable.
I worked for a company once and it was literally politics.
Ooh.
Sucking up people's asses.
Yeah.
And I hated it.
Yeah.
Like,
hate politics.
No matter how great work you did or how good a job you did, it didn't matter unless the boss loved you.
Yeah.
And you had to suck up his ass. I literally hated that company. I couldn't play that game.
Yeah.
So avoid companies where there's politics. I can't stand it.
Yeah, I agree. And also network as well. So if you grow your network through platforms like LinkedIn or go to networking events, you'll probably get exposed to more opportunities to try new things in your career or maybe move to a different company where you can learn more or, you want to be there. So I would say expanding your network is going to give you definitely more opportunities.
Yep. Look, I think if you just nail those basics, your career will fly.
Yeah.
Like it's pretty simple.
Yeah.
Refine your craft, don't be a dickhead, communicate with people and be a good human being.
Actually, I was talking to someone the other day and he had this really great quote and it was something like, the most important job that you have is the one you're doing now. So even if you're not happy in your current job, try and do it to the best of your ability because you never know what opportunities that might open up in the future. So if you're not happy, then I would say still keep trying your hardest, but then look for other opportunities. Yeah. There's no point staying in a job where you're unhappy and you're just whinging all the time.
Oh, last one. Leave on good terms with your employer.
Yeah.
Even if you do not enjoy the job,
do the right thing.
Leave on good terms with your employer. It's so bloody important because if you don't, down the track, I guarantee it's going to come bite you on the ass.
Yeah. The industry is so small.
So small.
Yeah.
I've had team members who left on bad terms and it's always bit them in the ass later.
Yeah.
Just shake
hands.
You're
vindictive.
No, not at all. No, because people ring me for references.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like,
gotta be honest.
I'm like, man, I'll tell you how they were. Bang, bang, bang. See you later. No job.
Oh, wow.
No, but yeah. If they call me, I'm gonna be completely honest.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say he or she was a great human being and nailed the job because they didn't.
Yeah.
So, and I'm doing wrong by that future employer by saying they did.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyways, leave on good terms with your previous employer or current employer and just like be a good human being.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Take that advice.
Are you kidding me? Cannot do right by you.
No, you can't. But thanks for taking the time to tune in. If you want to see more of us, please check us out on LinkedIn. The link to our profiles will be in the show notes. And the link to subscribe to our YouTube channel will be either on the YouTube channel or in the show notes. So please check it out and we'll be back tomorrow.
Cool. Thanks, guys. Take care.